I think Cork brings the practicality of the lesson into the, into the class. Without that Cork, it would have just been another lecture.
Edward Simiyu is a pastor in Kenya. He hosted Dr. McCormick and Dr. Gray this summer as the two Baylor business professors taught local entrepreneurs.
But the Cork brought out the life and the fact that people can actually see it, and they see it's real. One can be real in business. Because a lot of business lessons, when they end up being lectures and people go out, they don't know how to merge the two.
Members of Simiyu's church took part in a series of classes whose beginnings were rooted in Honduras. McCormick stumbled onto one of the most effective teaching tools he'd ever seen there, when a conversation about business was transformed when Coke helped make the concepts concrete. McCormick partnered with Van Gray, a fellow Baylor business professor, and they both say that teaching is necessary. In Honduras, Kenya, and around the world, business concepts can be pretty primitive.
Working with these Coke lessons has convinced me that although these people might be financially poor, they're just as socially poor, interestingly enough. There's a social poverty about them, even though they live in a village. These entrepreneurs just have no network, and we take ours for granted here that you can go to dinner and see friends and say, hey, how's that advertising campaign going? And most of these business owners, I'm more and more convinced that just the fact that we gather them all together in one place and allow them to swap notes and meet new people may be as valuable thing as we do as any lesson that they take away.
People aren't looking to be successful necessarily. Yeah. They're just looking to get by.
Craig spoke to McCormick and Gray after taking part in their classes this summer in Rwanda. Craig is an American who settled in Rwanda to start a business. He settled on the plumbing business and sees the difference in the Western and African mindsets.
They're not really looking for that, for any risk. They say, that works, I want to do it.
Van Gray noted these differences and said several ideas regarding partnerships were quite new.
The notion of collaboration, of alliance, of extending your service to others outside of your own village. To coordinate with other villages, with other groups of guests, to perhaps extend the market boundaries of your own capacity.
The Coke bottle lessons help cultivate a mindset about serving customers, taking risks, and how to take those risks smartly. It might make sense to us, for example, that a restaurant or business can mark up a specialty item more than staple products. But to a rural Honduran grocer, that was revolutionary. He just purchased items to sell and marked them all up 10%. McCormick remembers the grocer's shock at learning the answer to a question. Does a restaurant make a bigger profit on a sandwich or a soda?
And I told him it was the Coke, and he was just stunned at that answer. But we worked through the math on it a little bit, very simple math on margins, and we showed him very easily how that could work, and he'd just never seen anything like that. And it started getting, and so we taught him that day about what we would call in business world lingo, differential margins. Everything he bought in his grocery store, he would buy and charge 10% more, and that's just how he operated. And he never thought for a second that he could buy certain products with higher margins and certain products with lower margins and sell them differently. So it was a watershed moment for him. And Coke just changed the day for us, and that's kind of how this started.
Margins, networking, marketing, all ideas new to many that McCormick and Gray met in Honduras and Africa. When we continue the series next week, we'll look at how growth could impact smaller entrepreneurs and how these Coke bottle business lessons might grow along with them. Prior stories are available online at kwbu.org. For KWBU News, I'm Derek Smith.